BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk as we talk about an important issue. Recently, thousands of witches plan to simultaneously conduct a massive spell to bind President Trump and all those who support him. Newsweek reported last fall that witchcraft and other pagan religious practices increased in the U.S. over the past few decades, with millennials turning to astrology and tarot cards as they turn away from Christianity and other religions. They report that the number of witches and Americans practicing Wicca religious rituals have increased dramatically since the 1990s, with several studies indicating that there may be at least 1.5 million witches across the country. ReligiousTolerance.org estimates the numbers to be even higher. Wicca and witches have become more prominent in movies and television programming, even in novels. Yet we're told that this is white magic or good witches, and one need not be concerned. Unmasking the truth about witches today, we have with us Dr. David Brown, who is pastor of the First Baptist Church of Oak Creek, a master's in theology, a PhD in history. He's been with us before, talking about the history of the English Bible. And in addition to a study of the English Bible, he's also president of Logos Communications Consortium, which operates logosresourcepages.org. He's the author of the book, The Dark Side of Halloween, and the research paper, Unmasking the Truth About Witches. And Pastor Brown, good to have you with us today.
It's good to be with you today, Jim. Thanks for the invitation. This is a kind of a dangerous thing. I don't think people take it seriously.
Well, shortly before our program today, I did some internet searches, and I put in the word witch. Over 500 million sites came up when I put a search on the word witch. I also did a search on Wiccan. This yielded 56 million hits. Then I went to Amazon.com, typed into the word Wicca. It yielded over 10,000 results. And I did a search for witch on Amazon, over 100,000 results. And when I take these numbers that I just mentioned now, the numbers I mentioned here in the intro, these are quite staggering and really is telling us this is a very real topic.
It's a very real topic, and it's increasingly accepted because what you have is what they call the New Age, but it's just candy-coated occult. And so there's a lot of nice names that are used to identify occult practices, but the Bible is very, very clear. Ephesians tells us, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And Galatians tells us that one of the works of the flesh is witchcraft.
Wow. Well, we'll be breaking this down through the broadcast today, and I'd like to talk about terms, because there are witches who say, hey, you can't put us all in the same box. I'm not a wicked witch. I'm a Wiccan. How do you respond to that?
I think that's real interesting. Wiccan comes from a word that was way back in 809 AD. It was in the laws of the King Alfred, the laws of King Alfred. And Wiccan is an attempt at revisionism because it's from where we get our word wicked, and it was defined as the works of wickedness. Called Wiccans instead of witches, that's the name they're trying to dumb down or soften the term, redefine it. The old English word Wicca is masculine and Wiki is feminine, and it means to practice sorcery, the old English word.
Oh, very interesting. And many may not know then that our word wicked comes from,
yes,
Wiccan.
Yes, it does.
Wow. So, and then you've also mentioned that Wiccans, witchcraft, this has been around a very long time.
Well, witchcraft has been around a long time, but in relationship to somebody being a Wiccan, you can't legitimately call yourself a Wiccan and say that Wicca, they'll say, well, Wicca is the oldest religion. I've talked to witches all along, and they really can't, because it goes back to 1950 when you have modern-day Wicca practice. Now, we know in the Old Testament there were witches. We know that King Saul, he consulted the witch of Endor, but mm-hmm. it's not the same thing as we have today. Modern witchcraft started with Gerald Gardner. He invented the Wiccan cult, and even in occult publications, by their own hand, they say that it was concocted and developed in modern-day religion. For instance, I like to say this. It's John Parker says, at the heart of darkness, his book, he's an occultist, retired British civil servant. Gerald Gardner invented the witch cult, and he was an old fraud. And it goes on to say there was much evidence suggesting that Gardner concocted most of the rituals and legends that are practiced today. They were from his feudal imagination, and they promoted witchcraft for economic and immoral or sexual reasons. That's right, a quote from the book, and I have that documented.
Wow. We're going to look at some of the things that witches say and what is truth in all of this.
Sure.
As well. They often will say, hey, we're not devil worshipers, are they?
It's a semantic word game, Jim, because they are followers of Lucifer. Wiccans will tell you they believe in Lucifer. They claim that he's the god of the sun and the moon, and any knowledgeable Wiccan will remember the French occult book La Sorcerie by Jules Michelet, and he published in there very, very clearly that witchcraft really was, let me just read the quote to you. He says, they are passionate about the things of Diana. Diana greatly loved her brother Lucifer, the god of the sun and the moon, the god of light. And it says, who was so proud of his beauty, and listen to this, and which for pride was driven from paradise. Mm. Oh, you know, that's really interesting. And that last quote was from Charles G. Leland, The Gospel of Witches, and it was their paragraph about their belief. But this is talking about the same thing that we read in Isaiah chapter 14, and in verse 12, where Lucifer is cast down. He thought he was going to be like God. So it's a game. They believe in Lucifer, but they don't believe in the devil, Jim.
Yeah, figure that one out. witches also will claim that the upside-down pentagram is satanic, but it's not Wiccan. What's the truth of this? Because I just did a search as well on Wiccan and pentagrams, and I see links that are happening there.
Well, I just have to go to their own literature again. In the Witch Bible, complete by Janet and Stuart Farrar, here's what they say. They say, Gardnerian and Alexandrian witchcraft, they use the upside-down pentagram as a symbol of second-degree initiation, Jim. Now, that's not from a Christian book. That is very clearly from one of their own, the Witch Bible Complete, and the Farrars were occultists. They were witches.
Okay. Witches or Wiccans also claim that they only do good magic, perhaps that magic which heals or supposedly does good. And so,
sorry, Jim. I just have to laugh at that. I'm looking at the title page. In fact, it's the cover page. Sybil Leek was a well-known witch, and she has, right here it says, Sybil Leek's Book of Curses. And so when they say that they only do good magic, curses, they aren't good magic. Paul Houston, in his book, Mastering Witchcraft, it's full of details on how to do spells of cursing and vengeance, Jim. So, good magic? I beg to differ with them, because there's all kinds of books that relate to how to cast spells, vengeance and getting even and all that sort of thing. So again, they try and turn you away from their own writings. They want to pick and choose, but no, it's not all good magic. It's not all healing magic. In fact, we just heard, you told at the beginning of the program, they were doing a binding spell. This is the third binding spell that they have put on Trump. This is the and his followers. This is the third binding spell. That's not good magic.
Is there such a thing as good magic, or is that an oxymoron?
Well, that's a complete oxymoron, because very clearly one of the things that'll get a person to hell, it's in the roll call of the damned, is sorcery, which is witchcraft. And it's very interesting to look at the Bible and what the Bible has to say. It says, O full of all subtlety, thou child of the devil, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? You can look at that in Acts chapter 13 and verse 10. No, biblically, if we were looking at the Old Testament now, the Old Testament, we live under grace now, but it says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. So you can't, if you look at that, remember, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, King Saul, he lost his kingdom because of the fact that he went to the witch of Endor, and so ultimately he lost his life when he went to the witch of Endor. Good witchcraft? There isn't such a thing, Jim.
Pastor Brown, I've seen articles also speaking of a connection between witches and homosexuality. Is there any connection there?
Yes, very much a connection there. I can't help but think of the how I come across it. There is a number of years ago, we have a state park in Prairie du Chien called, I'm trying to think of what it's called. But anyhow, at Prairie du Chien, a state park in Prairie du Chien here, they had called Faggot Witch Camp. Faggot Witch Camp. Wyalusing State Park was where it was held. And I have a letter in my files where it talks about that they were going to explore the connection in, and this is their own word. Now, this is their own word, right? Mm-hmm. They called it Faggot Witch Camp, Jim. Faggot Witch Camp. And so a former witch said that she practiced more evil and sadism than people in a whole lifetime do. This Faggot Witch Camp, by the way, was held August 26th through 30th back in 1991. And Doreen Irving said this: many witches were lesbians and homosexuals. And I can also tell you that I have an article in my files where on October 31st, a male transitioned from male to female, October 31st. That person had their sex organs removed, and he was now a female, Jim. So, Yes, LGBTQ goes way back to witchcraft.
Pastor David Brown with us today here on Crosstalk, Unmasking the Truth About Witches. More after the break here on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when did the Ice Age happen?
Chris, the Bible doesn't mention the Ice Age by name, but it probably occurred in the several hundred years following the flood as an after effect of the flood. The waters then were probably much warmer than today and would have easily evaporated, pumping great volumes of moisture up into the atmosphere, where it would then condense and fall as snow. The snow continued to build up and packed into ice, which then could flow south, but it certainly didn't cover the entire globe. This would have been happening up through the time of Abraham. Job lived about the time of Abraham, and in the book of Job, ice and snow were mentioned more times than in any other book in the Bible. Job lived in a warm area, but he knew about the ice up in Europe. The ice age would have continued until the oceans gave up their excess heat. And that all happened back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Unmasking the Truth About Witches, our topic today on Crosstalk. Pastor David Brown is with us today, has done extensive research in this regard, put forth a book as well, The Dark Side of Halloween. We'll tell you how you can obtain a copy of that. Also, a research paper on Unmasking the Truth About Witches. Pastor Brown, have you ever encountered a witch before?
Yes, Jim. In fact, I've met many witches and debated several of them. There's a famous witch from Mount Horeb, we had a debate, and I asked her, have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And she says, well, I was raised a Baptist, and she said, I trusted Christ 3 or 4 times, but there's many ways to get to heaven. She says, I have a picture of Christ on my altar, I have Gaia on my altar, I have Buddha on my altar. She said, there's many, many ways to heaven. And I have met a witch. And then, in fact, Brother Vic Eliason, a number of years ago, we flew over their property on Halloween time and saw the fires and things going on there as well. Met another witch, and she's in my book as well. She opened in prayer at the Parliament for the World Religions, and she prayed to the goddess of 10,000 names. And so as I talked to the various witches, they said, well, we should not talk about the things we disagree with. We should talk about the things that we agree with, and we should agree that everybody should love one another. Well, I agree that everybody should love one another, but you have to function on the basis of truth, Jim.
Yeah. And with this, we have much deception that's taking place. Witches will make claims of not believing in offerings like animal or human sacrifice. Is this a valid claim? Do they turn away from blood offerings?
Well, there's a lot of them who make fruit offerings and vegetable offerings and things on their altars, but I've run into, for instance, I was a research person and a resource person for medical and psychological professionals and things, and I have investigated offerings from cult groups, Jim. One witch offered an offering, and it was an animal sacrifice, and it said it was for his trip to Bangkok for success in sex and sin. That's one that I investigated myself. I've investigated a number of cat sacrifices, but you can even look at some of the founders. When you look at Alex Sanders, he's the father of Alexandrian witchcraft, and while he would, to be initiated into witchcraft, you had to be cut and shed your own blood for that if you were going to be a powerful witch. Blood was powerful, and sad to say, if we go back a number of years, Damian Wayne Eccles claimed to be a Wiccan. A lot of people said he was a Satanist, but he murdered ritually Michael Moore and Christopher Byers and Stephen Branch. But he wrote that he wasn't an occultist at all, that he was a Wiccan. And so I just want to tell you that they look at blood as being powerful, and yes, there are different veins of the occult and witchcraft that do offer animal sacrifice and, on occasion, human sacrifice.
Let's take a look at some of the common beliefs of witches. What is their statement of faith, so to speak? What are their doctrines? What do they really believe?
Well, it's really an amalgamation of things. Number one, They would believe in animism. And animism is the false belief that rocks, trees, wind, plants, people, they're all alive and have a soul. They believe that if spirits inhabit everything, and especially at sacred sites. They call them nature spirits or elementals. There's earth elementals, and that is gnomes and trolls. There's fire elementals they call salamanders, and I'm not talking about the little animal. Water ones, undines, and air spirits are sylphs. And they see that these are people who can be communicated with because everything's alive. I remember how that trolls were so popular, and they're coming back, but trolls are really earth spirits. They say they're supernatural fairies, which once they assumed or exercised dominion over nature. And so, yes, they believe in animism. And then they believe in, well, polytheism. They have many false, but they believe in many, many false gods and goddesses, Jim. They believe in panpsychism. Now, what's panpsychism? Well, witches, all things, plants, animals, stones, they're alive and they're divine beings. They're a manifestation of the goddess. And so they're believing in relativism. That means there's no right and wrong. What's right is right for you. What's wrong is wrong for you. And naturally, they nearly all believe in reincarnation. And reincarnation is completely different than regeneration. They believe in the law of karma. If you do bad, it's going to come back on you. And if you do good, it's going to be on you. But they mainly look at the mother goddess, the horn goddess, the triple goddess. They're in earth worship. Hug a tree. I mean,
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. They worship Mother Earth. The mother goddess is worshipped. She's invoked under the name of Aphrodite, Diana, Artemis, Gaius, Isis, Kali, Luna, Venus, all kinds of them. In fact, the witch that I was telling you about at the Parliament for the World of Religions, and she said this as her prayer, Holy Mother Isis, Mother of all beings, come to our hearts, grant us thy children love, beauty, and truth. We offer thee our loving care. And then she says, in the name of Isis and 10,000 names, may all beings be blessed.
Wow. Do witches have power?
Well, I'd like to answer that for you. In Acts chapter 16, in verse 16, there was a girl who had psychic power. And she followed Paul and the apostles and was bugging them and saying, you know, they're teaching Jesus the truth and all that kind of stuff. And they got, you don't want the occult, advertising you. And so they turned and cast out that demon out of her. Read Acts chapter 16. Mm-hmm. And her master saw that all hope of gain was gone. So what that meant was the power that she had was demonic power. So now I want to tell you that a lot of occult power is faked. A lot of it's faked. But if there is real occult power, and there can be, it's demonic. It's demonic.
So when we see stories like we did recently of witches gathering to hold a binding spell against the president and his followers, should that concern us?
Well, it should concern us in the sense that they are certainly not praying to the Lord God Almighty, but by the same token, this is why we should be praying for President Trump and those in power, because God does, I pray regularly that God would put a hedge of protection around President Trump. Now, there's some people who say that President Trump is a relatively new believer. I don't know whether he is or not. If he is, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So, for instance, when I was a missionary in Haiti, I was with a missionary, and they had the voodoo gods there, and they threw all the voodoo gods in the river. They cast spells on us, and yet I didn't worry about it because greater is he that's was in the missionary and in me. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say that the devil is a powerful adversary, Jim, and so we should worry and we should pray for our president and for his protection. This is my opinion, but I feel that this current president has done more for the pro-life community and more for Christians than even my favorite previously, Ronald Reagan. And so whether we would like the president or not, I don't like everything he does, but I pray for him because mm-hmm. we're commanded, even in the scripture, to pray for those. I don't know whether that answers your question.
It does. And as we talk about this topic of witches, witchcraft, what guidance comes from scripture to us? So what does the word of God guide us as it relates to either guidance or warnings on this matter of witches and witchcraft?
Well, we have to understand that very clearly, as I mentioned earlier, that we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And it's very interesting in Acts chapter 19 and verse 19, there had been occult practices that were practiced during the time of the early church. And here's what it says in Acts chapter 19. It says, and many that believed and confessed showed their deeds, and many of them also which used the curious arts. And if you look at the curious arts, that's the occult arts. So what did they do? They brought their books together and burned them before all. It says, and they counted the price of them and found that it was 50,000 pieces of silver. Mm. Jim, if we want to know, have wisdom and power, we're told that we should seek it by prayer. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We're to pray. We're to study the Bible. Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Colossians, let the word of God, or let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns and spiritual song. The word of God is quick and powerful, Hebrews 4:12, and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we are to seek wise counsel from prayer, from the study of God's word, and from wise counsel of godly friends. And it says that a wise man will hear and increase in learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. And it says, a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. You see, witches, they seek to have wisdom and power by divination and fortune-telling, sorcery and magic, spiritism and necromancy, and yet very clearly the Lord is against that.
We see so many warnings in Scripture. Don't partake of these evil deeds.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break, and folks, you have handy a sheet of paper, a pen or a pencil. We'll tell you how you can obtain a book that encompasses this issue and other issues as well. And we'll be opening phone lines here in just a few moments. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We'll be right back.
The Bible says that life is but a vapor that's here for a short time and then vanishes away. Scripture also says, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Have you ever wondered what happens when you die? In the book, What Happens After Life, author Ron Rose provides a survey of the Bible's teachings about the afterlife. He tracks the destiny for those who know Christ as Savior and the destiny for unbelievers. He addresses numerous topics, such as the immediate state after death, believers and the judgment seat of Christ, unbelievers and the great white throne judgment, the new heavens and a new earth, the new Jerusalem, and so much more. He even tackles the question of what happens to infants, young children, and those mentally disabled as it relates to eternity. What Happens After Life is available for a donation of $15 or more by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Pastor David Brown is with us here today on Crosstalk. We're discussing, well, our topic on masking the truth about witches. As we saw just recently, thousands of witches plan to simultaneously conduct this massive spell to bind President Trump and to bind those who support him. Newsweek reported just a vast rise increases in witchcraft and other pagan religious practices. The numbers are growing, even over some denominations that have been long time here in the United States as well. So today we're unmasking the truth about witches, and there are those, no doubt, who are listening right now. I said, well, you know, we know that, but some of it's just pretend, make believe. Is there any harm if we are reading about or watching the Harry Potter books and movies and the wizardry and stuff that goes on? Is there any harm if we know the Ouija board? It's just a game. If we engage in that, what advice do you have for parents and individuals on this issue?
Well, J.K. Rowling herself, Jim, says that one-third of the material in her books comes from the actual occult. And so, you know, why would you want to corrupt the minds of your children with something the Bible says is evil? It calls you a child of the devil if you... It's anything else. I mean, I don't care. I care. Let me say this. If you were to say, you'd say, well, everybody should say that pornography is wrong. Well, but then is making a makeup story, a pornographic story, is that wrong? I'm saying, yes, it is. Whether it is fictional, whether it is actual, the Bible calls it the works of darkness, and what it does when you watch these movies that have witchcraft. I remember Dave Benoit. He years ago was on the program, and he told about the little girl spinning around and spinning around, and her mother says, what are you doing? And she says, well, I'm casting a spell to get a new bicycle. Hmm. Now, where did she find that? Well, she saw that on a cartoon, Jim. That's what was being done in a cartoon. So, yes, it doesn't matter the form that it's in. If God says that it's wrong whether it's in a fictional form of evil or whether it's in an actual form of evil, whether it's in a video form of evil, whether it's in listening to these gory movies that are on at Halloween time. That's all conditioning the mind to break down the barriers to be more receptive to those forms of evil.
There really is no fellowship between light and darkness, is there?
There is not, and that's why Ephesians 6:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. The occult is a work of darkness. I don't care whether they're red witches, blue witches, white witches, witchcraft is excluded as something that should be practiced.
By the way, folks, if you want to start getting on board here with your calls, your questions today, our number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Perhaps something Pastor Brown said today has provoked a question in your mind. Perhaps you're dealing with an issue right now, looking for some guidance. Our number, 800-733-9829. For those who would really like some documented evidence on the things that you're saying, you have a book today that goes, the witchcraft and witches are a couple chapters in it, but it's the dark side of Halloween. You go far beyond even just this topic, and you have this available for our listeners.
Yes, the book is, I'm looking at the last page, 180 pages long. For a $12 donation, you need to make it out, if you're going to send a check, to David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. I'll send you not only the book, you could buy that. It'll be more expensive on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but you can get that from me for a $12 donation, and I'll include the 8-page or 6-page research report called Unmasking the Truth About Witches. I don't exactly remember how many pages it is, but it's...
Minus 7.
Okay. All right. The last page is all the documentation.
The notes, right. Yep. Okay. So again, folks, so this book, and it goes beyond witches. There are a couple chapters on this, but it even goes into Halloween itself, the history of Halloween, the heroes, the harm of Halloween, other topics that are in that book as well. So not only will he send you that 180-page book, but also the research paper, Unmasking the Truth About Witches. How do you get it? You send $12 to David Brown, P.O. Box 173. That's P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. And if you just ask for the material you spoke about, witches, he'll know exactly what it is.
Yes, we will. That's the suggested donation, Jim.
Okay, $12 or more to David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. We're going to the phone lines here today on Crosstalk, and let's go to Charles calling from Nakusa, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Charles.
Hey. Yeah. Say, my church has gotten into this Halloween stuff with a thing called Trunk or Treat. It's been going on now, I don't know, 3-4 years. In the last 3 Sundays or so, they're always trying to get more. They didn't have enough. I mean, they had some, but they wanted more people to come and participate in this Trunk or Treat. Well, I can't make myself do it, but I was wondering what you thought about it, or what Mr. Brown thought about it.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah, I just don't I don't understand why they don't maybe celebrate Reformation Day, where they rediscovered the truth of the just shall live by faith. That's October 31st. I know some churches, a lot of churches celebrate that, and then they say come dressing up as biblical characters. Well, what somebody comes as the Witch of Endor or the sorcerer in the New Testament, you always get somebody who does that. I like to distance myself and substitute something that has a real spiritual focus as something that gets real close. That's my personal belief. We haven't done Halloween stuff at the church I pastor for 40 years since 1981, when I discovered the truth about the occult relationship to Halloween.
Thank you, Charles. And we've done previous programs on this topic of Halloween. You'll find them at crosstalkamerica.com. You can re-listen to that. Certainly the book that is being offered will certainly help you in more areas. We didn't focus so much on Halloween today, but certainly you'll find it written in the book there as well. But there's really a correlation between the two as well.
There is.
We have John in Milwaukee. You're on the air, John.
Yes, afternoon. There's a real event that touched my family here on my wife's side in Florida. A 3-year-old baby was kidnapped, and there's no ransom note, and authorities think that it was sickness, because Halloween is their big day, and as there's less and less show up, it doesn't look good.
Well, let's pray for that little girl. Heavenly Father, we don't know the little girl. We don't know the situation, but I pray that she might be found unharmed. Lord, we commit this to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. Clarissa in Columbus, Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hi. I heard an ex-Satanist once say that the origins of Sarah Coventry jewelry were from a witch's coven. Sarah wanted to raise money for her coven, and that was why they called the jewelry Sarah Coventry jewelry. And my question to Dr. Brown is, do the witches in these covens, do they put a curse or a spell on the jewelry before it's sold to retailers, so that the buyer of the jewelry would be oppressed by evil spirits?
Okay. And Pastor Brown, do we even have knowledge that there is a connection? Yeah, like she's...
I am going to have to plead ignorance on that, Jim. Before I could answer that, I would have to research the sources. And I, number one, I've never heard of that. I'm not saying it's not true, but I can't address that issue, Jim. I just don't know.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Edward in Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling. I really enjoy Crosstalk, but I wanted to ask, the magicians, just sleight of hand, where does that fall into all of this?
Yeah, there's legerdemain magic and non-legerdemain magic, and the sleight of hand isn't anything to do with the occult. The sleight of hand magician is, it's not occultic, it's, you can learn to do card tricks, you can learn to pull a animal out of a hat. There's no occult connection between, just magic sleight of hand.
But there's other magicians in which...
Oh, yes, there's occultic magicians indeed, and they oftentimes make their magic wand using their own blood, because they believe that blood gives it power, and so they drill it out and put cotton with their own blood in it, and so they do sorcery or magic, Jim, yes.
Thank you, Edward. Alan in Waupun, you're on the air.
Yes, God bless both of you. Have you did any research on missing children? I have friends in law enforcement down south. They fear that some of these children, like blonde-headed children, are missing or is devil worshiping.
Well, there's on occasion they find that a lot of times the missing children are associated with Polymyombe and the drug lords and the drug dealers, because there's a lot of trafficking. It isn't usually associated with Wiccan witchcraft, but some of the missing children are used in sex trafficking and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Black cats as well.
Yes. If you have a dark cat, please keep it in at Halloween right now.
West Dallas, Wisconsin. Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. Well, you guys are right about this stuff. God says, do not be involved with witchcraft or the occult in any way at all. And for believers, we have to remember what your guest said. He that is in us, that's the Holy Spirit, is greater, and that's infinitely greater than he who is in the world.
Exactly.
Much more powerful than he who is in the world. And he gives us a recipe for getting this stuff out of our life and getting the devil away from us. We don't bind him. What we do is we sanctify the Lord God in our heart. We put ourselves under his authority, and then we resist the devil, and the devil can't wait to get away from you. He will flee from you.
See, that's the book of James.
Yes, that's right on.
And then finally, is regarding President Trump. Yes, we need to pray for President Trump's protection and that God will continue to cause him to do right. And as for the people throwing curses and spells around, I hope it just comes down on their own head. Maybe they'll wake up.
Brad, thank you for the call here. We've got Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to verify some of the things that Pastor Brown was saying. I used to be a dental assistant in Grant County, Wisconsin, and for a week during the summer solstice, witches and the occult would come to a local cave, and it was a nightmare for the local EMS and ERs because people were coming in with all kind of strange things going on. And also Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, is supposedly the witch capital. Yes. And I was not familiar with what went on at Wyalusing. So I just wanted to verify so much of what he's saying is common. And I used to be an EMT, and we were taught to respect or to be aware of things that with the occult, especially murder, suicides around the time of Halloween.
Thank you, Maxine. We're up against a break. We'll have Pastor Brown comment after the break. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Many people today are pushing what's called Christian Palestinianism. They're anti-Jewish. They're anti-Zionist. They're declaring that, Israel is the new Nazi state, that they're involved in atrocities and genocide, and they're the new apartheid state and racism. Many neo-Calvinists and neo-evangelicals are pushing this, and they're helping Hamas. And I call it Hamasianity. Christians helping Hamas. How? By making enemies of the Jews. Number two, making enemies of righteous Gentiles who defend Israel and their right to the land legally and divinely. Three, they're stopping Christians from speaking up for the Jews. Four, they're giving validity to Hamas. Five, they're opening the door to interfaith dialogue. Six, helping build a false religious system that persecutes righteous Gentiles and Jews. Seven, convincing more Americans to vote for Islamic candidates that will lead to Sharia in America and America turning its back against Israel. Be very aware of Hamasianity. I'm Brennan House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Unmasking the Truth About Witches is our topic. And friends, we have just really scratched the surface on this. There is a book and a research paper that has so much more information and expanded even into areas pertaining to Halloween. It is entitled The Dark Side of Halloween. And along with it, a research paper Unmasking the Truth About Witches. This is available for a suggested donation of $12 or more by sending it to David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. That's P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. So here we had a caller, Prairie du Chien area in the medical profession, saying we saw all kinds of bad things happening at the summer solstice and other locations, and we're warned about the killing, the letting of blood, etc.
Well, yes. I mean, for 20 years, as I mentioned, I worked with medical professionals, and I know that there had been suicides, compacts with young people, because I addressed a group of parents one time where that had happened in a public school. There had actually had been 50 suicide packs in that, and so at Halloween, for some reason, right around there, or Beltane, May Eve, there would be that kind of stuff as well. So I know what's happened. And then in Waukesha, a girl had a pentagram carved in her bottom at a quote, Halloween party, but it was an occult party is what it really was. There is all kinds of aberrant things, the killing of cats, the burning of cats, Jim. I mean, it's real, because I could tell you stories that curl your hair, but that's not the purpose of this. Yeah. I just want to say it's real.
You know, so several years ago, we were in a school here in the central part of the state of Wisconsin, and a janitor told us he was concerned about all the things he was seeing in the school, the occultic kinds of materials and literature, etc. And one of the people that were with us said, "Do you have a locker 666 in your school?" He said, "Well, matter of fact, we do." And he went and he opened the locker, and there it was filled, just absolutely filled with occult material.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Let's go to Apple Valley, California. Robert, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Jim.
Go ahead, Robert. Robert, you're on the air. Please go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Robert, please go with your question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go to Lee in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Lee, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to ask a question. I was a born-again Christian, and I was always taught that no demons could be in you when you had the Holy Spirit. And recently someone said to me, yes, but there's demons that were in you before you were a born-again Christian. What's your what you say on that?
Yeah, let me give you just the biblical thing. Once you trust Jesus Christ as personal Savior, the Holy Spirit inhabits you. And so the ones that were there formerly cannot inhabit you. But I tell you what, we're told Ephesians says, neither give place to the devil. And so a Christian can give place to the devil. He can be involved in the occult. He can be involved in drugs, he can be involved in pornography, he can and give place to the devil. But then also, if that happens, if he confesses it to the Lord as sin, the Bible says, resist the devil. It's addressed to Christians. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So know biblically, when the Holy Spirit comes in, the demons have to flee, but you can, they don't possess you, but you can give them ground in your life. then you have to confess what you're doing is sin and then resist the devil with the word of God and he'll flee.
Let's go next to Laura calling from Hollywood, Maryland. You're on the air.
Hello, Jim. I was calling to ask a question. I already heard a earlier caller discussing about churches doing the trunk or treat, and I generally don't like doing anything with it, but our church this year has decided to do that because they've never done anything about it, and I'm still uneasy about it. But at the same time, I want to be able to be, you know, sharing the gospel because we put gospel tracts in the little candy packs we're handing out. How would I address that with the leadership, my concerns and my convictions about that?
Yeah, you just have to respectfully go and talk to your head pastor or whoever's the authority there and present your case with scripture that we're not supposed to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but make sure you do it respectfully.
Thank you for the call. Elizabeth, Jackson, Mississippi, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a question about my Aunt Ruth. She came down from Green Bay when I was about 14.
Elizabeth, go right to your question. We're limited on time.
Well, okay, my Aunt Ruth, she did the tarot cards and the Ouija board, and my mother and I, we didn't know about it, and we participated in it, and everything that she told us in the cards and the Ouija board came true. And but Aunt Ruth did a lot of good things for a lot of people, and I still wonder if Aunt Ruth, I mean, she gave it up after a while, but I was wondering if she was really a witch.
Well, I don't know that, but I do know that she was involved very clearly in divination, because those both tarot cards and the Ouija board are divination boards, and Deuteronomy very clearly says you should not use divination, Deuteronomy 18:10. She was a diviner. She was involved in that, and that is sin. We're not supposed to have any part in that. I'm glad she gave it up. I hope she trusted Christ. But for certain, if you do those things and you're a believer, if you haven't already confess it as sin and get it under the blood of Christ.
Yep. Thank you for the call. We're going to try and squeeze Tim in from Andover, Minnesota. We're limited. Tim, go right to your question.
Awesome. Thank you. I have two questions, one for Pastor Brown and one for you, Jim. But for Pastor Brown, I have a church library. We love our church, love our pastor, pray for him often. But one thing that we found out is I allow my children to take home a book from the church library. And just the other day, my 8-year-old daughter brings home a book from about Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? In my church library.
We're 20 seconds away, Pastor
Brown.
Yeah,
get rid of it. Talk to your pastor about it. One-third of everything that's in Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, the author, said comes from the real occult. That's not something you should be reading.
We're out of time, and I apologize for that. We wish we had more time. Other callers wanting to speak as well. But folks, as the scripture says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You can obtain The Dark Side of Halloween, the paper unmasking the truth about witches, a donation of $12 or more to David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. Thank you, Pastor Brown, for being with us.
Thank you, Jim.
A program of warning today here on Crosstalk. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.